Let's take a trip now to the library. I recently headed to Tempe Public Library, but I wasn't there to check out any books or DVDs or music. I was there for seeds. Off to the side a bit when you walk in is a wooden card catalog. This one, though, does not use the Dewey Decimal System. Its 30 drawers contain packs of seeds. They're specialized to the region and the season, meaning right now, for example, they're filled with plants that thrive in higher temps. Librarian Ann Leonard works on the seed library here. It's been up for less than a month, and she tells me in that time there have been more than 400 packets checked out. But before finding out more about the collection, I had to find out more about the seed storage system.
Yeah, we use a repurposed card catalog back before we had computers for our catalogs. And they're using these all over the state of Arizona to work with seed packets. And coincidentally, it's actually this perfect size for seed packets, so it's a perfect marriage of a program to have.
How long have you been doing this?
This is fairly new. Our grand opening was just last month, so we are really excited about it. The community has been really excited about it. We've had a lot of great interest in the seed library. We thought that Tempe would be a great place to have the seed library because it's such a community that enjoys its sustainable practices. We have a lot of community members here who enjoy urban gardening and urban agriculture, and we've seen a great response.
What led you to want to do this? I mean, you have a lot of books here. I imagine you have DVDs, you have music that people can check out. Why seeds?
I think it was more about the idea of community building. So having a seed library, it's going to be a little bit different than our library books, right? We don't expect you to return these things. We are giving these away for free, and the borrowing aspect comes into play in which you will check out the seeds. If you're successful and they grow to harvest, then you can collect those seeds, let them cool, and save in a dry area and donate them back to the library. That creates a sense of, we are all sharing this together. And those seeds in the end will be more diverse and they'll have great biodiversity. So we're creating healthy seeds and healthy communities.
Are you banking on people doing that, of growing fruit and vegetables and then bringing you the seeds back?
We hope that they become successful gardeners over time. We anticipate there will be a lot of new gardeners who are going to try, and I personally don't have a green thumb, so I know what that would be like. And then eventually they will increase their skills. We're going to be offering classes on gardening, urban agriculture, and other sustainable practices every season so they can increase their skills there, or they can visit the Seed Library website so they can learn more about it.
What do you think makes a library a good place to do this as opposed to any of the other type community places that cities or towns might have, or even like a gardening store where people might naturally go to buy seeds or buy plants?
A library, we pride ourselves on giving away resources for free. We believe in access to information, access to resources, access to self-education. So this is a place where you can do something new for yourself, DIY, and we can teach you how.
You mentioned that you've had a pretty good response. I mean, what kinds of things have people been excited to get the seeds for and start growing?
We've had a lot of interest, surprisingly, in our chive seeds. Those were gone in about a week. We have a lot of interest in basil. We have chocolate mint here. Some of the seeds are cantaloupe and watercress. There's been a lot of interest. And people have also been asking, will there be other things like flowers? So right now it's just edible herb and plant seeds. In the future, there may be more things. We had some patrons request, why not the particular weeds that attract monarch butterflies? And all of those things are great because they continue to make healthier gardens and pollinating bees.
Do you find that people feel like they're almost like playing with house money here? Like they're not going to a store and buying seeds. So if like the seed doesn't grow or they don't get some vegetables, they're out however much money they spent on it. This is, you get it for free, you try it. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You haven't lost anything. But if you get something, you're really getting something for free.
Exactly. I've had a lot of parents come in who would like to, because it's an opportunity that's free, they're not losing anything, as you say, try it with their children so their kids can experiment and play.
Ann Leonard is a librarian at Tempe Public Library. The library gets its seeds from a Mesa-based nonprofit called Garden Pool, which describes itself as an international public charity for sustainable food. In addition to Tempe, it also provides seeds to libraries in Mesa and Florence, among other cities. Dennis McClung is its founder and president. And Dennis, what is the goal of having a seed library at a public library?
The seed library does many things. It strengthens the community by providing local access to free garden seeds, helps close the food deserts, and also serves as a hub of resources for other community gardens, et cetera, to help feed the homeless.
What kind of interest have you seen? I mean, do people come and take the seeds?
Every time I visit a seed library, it's pretty special because people are excited to see someone from Garden Pool there because they know we're bringing something neat. And it's been the biggest positive reaction we've had from any of our programs. It's been spectacular.
Why do you think that is?
It's a good deal. It's free seeds. We put really good, high-quality heirloom seeds. It's better than you can buy, and you just need a library card. So I love seeing folks return to the libraries.
Where do you get your seeds?
We get our seeds the same place that farmers get their seeds. So we buy it in bulk, and then if we pack them up, we can be more effective with what the cost is.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't sound like a real cost winner for you. I mean, you buy seeds and then basically give them out.
Yeah. It's kind of a win-win situation for everybody, as far as I'm concerned. So when we approach the city, we say, hey, do you guys want a seed library? If they want to pay to jump ahead of line, they can. Other than that, there's no other obligation on their part, other than we like to have classes there, because I think that with growing, it's nice to have the educational outreach too.
So what kinds of vegetables are people able to grow with the seeds they get from your collections?
Right now we have just about 100 varieties to choose from, something to grow every year. A typical seed library has about 24 different varieties to choose from.
Like what kind? What specifically do you have? What are some examples?
The big ones have been spinach, kale, pumpkins, eggplant, corn, nasturtium. And then we like to have some interesting thing like watercress, and you name it. There's a lot.
What is the ultimate goal of this? I mean, would you like to see every library user have a backyard garden, or is there some other goal that you have in mind?
Ultimately, I'd like to see seed libraries at every library. I'd like it to be a regular thing. I don't think Garden Pool could ever facilitate that. But what I would like to do is set precedent on what a good, polished seed library program could be to help others successfully roll it out in their local community.
I'm wondering if you're helped in this effort by the fact that people are now thinking about eating local and in some ways really trying to find out where their food comes from and growing their own. I would imagine that is a benefit to you.
I feel the Garden Pool is the right people at the right time. As their consciousness grows and people wonder where their food comes from, they learn about food deserts, and the idea of local food is spreading. We're just the right people to be able to provide the service to the public.
Dennis McClung is the founder and president of Garden Pool, which, among other things, provides seeds for seed libraries at public libraries. But it's not the only one. There are also other nonprofits that provide seeds for seed libraries, including some around the valley.